Hong Kong Certificate of Education, Examination 2004. English Language, Syllabus B, Paper 3, Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing. Instructions to candidates. You should have on your desk a question answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number, centre number and seat number in the boxes provided on your question answer book. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. Now look at your question answer book. Check that your question answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. Part A is about to begin. Look at page 1 of your question answer book. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C or D in the box provided. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. Question 1. Which part of the body is the person feeling pain in?
You say that you have been feeling ill. Can you explain exactly what you have been feeling over the last few days?
Well, 2 days ago, I started to feel ill in my stomach, and I was vomiting nearly every hour.
I see. Go on.
Well, my stomach feels better now. But during that time, I also had a temperature of 38 degrees centigrade, and my face still feels a bit hot.
Do you have a headache?
No, but my throat hurts.
Do you find it difficult to swallow? Does your tongue feel dry?
Yes, my tongue feels strange, actually.
I see.
Question 2. Which temperature chart is being described?
So, Doctor, is my temperature normal now?
Yes, it is now. But it went from 37 degrees at 1 o'clock to 38 degrees 1 hour later.
Is that normal?
No, that's a bit high. After that, your temperature stayed at 38 degrees for an hour until 3 p.m. And then, unfortunately, it rose a second time to 39 degrees at 4 p.m. That is quite a dangerous level.
Oh, dear.
Don't worry. It fell back to a normal level 1 hour later.
What temperature was that?
37 degrees.
Question 3. Which picture is Jenny?
Hi, Billy. I can't meet you at 10 a.m. for tennis as I have to work. I'll be there at around 10:30, but my sister Jenny is going to come too, so you can play with her until I arrive.
Sure, but how will I know who she is? How will I recognise her?
Well, she's tall, quite slim, and has curly, shoulder-length hair.
What does she usually wear to play tennis?
Well, she never wears a tennis skirt, so I imagine she'll be wearing shorts.
Okay, I should be able to find her.
Question 4. Which things should the woman take on holiday?
Guess what? I'm going on holiday. I really need to take a break from work. I've been feeling really stressed lately.
A holiday is the best way to get rid of stress. Where are you going?
I'm going to Boracay in the Philippines.
I've never heard of that. What will the weather be like?
Well, it's the rainy season, so it'll be very hot and wet.
You'll have to take some warm clothes in case it gets cold in the evening.
No, the temperature doesn't change much. It never gets cold.
What kind of activities will you be doing?
I'm hoping to go swimming a lot and also do some fishing.
I love fishing. Sounds great.
Yes, but mostly I just want to lie on the beach and read a good book when it isn't raining.
Are you going to do anything else, like hiking?
No, I just want to relax.
Sounds like the perfect holiday. You really need it.
Question 5. Which job is Mrs. King applying for?
Well, Mrs. King, I don't think I have any more questions for you. Do you have questions for me about the job?
Well, if I get the job, what will my duties be?
Right. You'll have to do some office work, like filing and typing documents.
Will I need to answer the phone?
Yes, you will.
How about handling money? Do I need to go to the bank?
No, you don't need to do that. Oh, I forgot to ask you. Are you able to type in Chinese as well as English?
I can, but I'm better at English than Chinese.
That's okay. It would be an advantage, but we very rarely have to type documents in Chinese, so it's not necessary for the job.
How many days' leave will I have?
You'll have 12 days' leave, and you can also take unpaid leave of another 10 days a year if you want to. Any more questions?
No, I think that's all for now. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Question 6. Which pie chart represents the amount of time David spends on different activities during the week?
You know, you spend too much time working, David.
But, Mum, I need to work. I'm trying to save to buy a car.
Yes, but you spend more time working than doing anything else.
Yes, but everyone does.
You should exercise more. Exercise is really important for your health.
I know, Mum, but it's so hard to find the time. I'd rather spend time with you and the family. I spend more time with the family than exercising or playing on the computer.
But you play on the computer more than you exercise, don't you?
Yes, I do. You know, I like to play computer games. It's more fun than exercising.
Well, promise me in the future that you'll do some exercise every week at least.
Okay, Mum.
That's the end of section one. Section two. In this section, you should read the instructions for each item carefully and look at the information provided. You will hear Anne and Jimmy talking about a book. Listen to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 4 as you listen. You have 45 seconds to study the questions.
Hey, Anne, I've just finished reading this great book about stress. You should read it.
Really? Sounds kind of boring to me.
I thought so too, but my sister gave it to me and she said it was great. And you know what? It was really interesting. It's called The Rise of Stress in China, and it's by a woman named Alice Chan. It was published in 2002.
Sorry? What's the title again?
The Rise of Stress in China.
Ah, The Rise of Stress in China. I've heard about that book. I think I've read something that Alice Chan wrote before. So what exactly is it about?
Well, it's about stress in Hong Kong and the mainland, so it's really relevant to us. In Hong Kong, 60% of males say they are stressed. But amazingly, 20% more females in Hong Kong are stressed. 20% more. That's quite a lot.
Wow, that is surprising. What about on the mainland?
Well, compared to the Hong Kong figures, 10% fewer males on the mainland say they are stressed.
Really? I wonder why that is.
Well, the book talks about the reasons.
What about women on the mainland? Are they more stressed than the males, like in Hong Kong?
Yeah. 65% of females say they are stressed, 15% more than the males.
Those are pretty bad statistics.
Aren't they?
So what is causing us to be so stressed?
Well, there are a lot of factors. For example, work is a big problem. Losing your job is one. So is working long hours. They both cause stress. Another problem can be friends. If you have a quarrel with your friends, that can be very stressful.
Yes, I had a quarrel with my best friend just the other day, and it's made me feel really stressed. There are other causes of stress, though, aren't there?
Yes, another common one which people don't think about is illness.
Illness?
Yes, being sick is a very stressful thing. Finally, the death of someone you know well is also a big cause of stress in people's lives.
Yes, the death of someone close to you is always going to be very stressful. What about divorce? That would be very stressful.
The book doesn't mention that, It doesn't mention having too little exercise either, which I'm surprised about.
So what are the solutions? How can we be less stressed?
Well, there are a lot of things we can do, actually.
Really?
The book outlines what a perfect day would be. There's a table called The Perfect Stress-Free Day. Let me see if I can remember it. Firstly, have breakfast before going to work.
I see. And then?
At work, make sure you take regular breaks every 60 minutes. The break should be around 5 minutes long. This is very important if you work with computers.
Mm-hmm, I see. What else?
Take at least 1 hour for lunch. Don't have lunch at your desk so that you get a break.
Yes, if we go out of the office for lunch, then we get a break from the stress of work.
That's right. Leave the office no later than 6 p.m, even though this can be difficult. You should spend the time before bed with family or friends.
With family or friends?
Yes, that's right. It's also important to get some exercise, such as taking a walk.
So what time should we go to bed?
Go to bed early enough so that you can get 8 hours sleep.
Well, those are all good suggestions. I think I'll write them down so that I'll remember them.
Good idea.
That's the end of section two. You now have 45 seconds to make any changes to your answers. Section 3. You are a secretary, and your boss is looking for a gym to join. She has given you the names of two gyms, and asked you to ring them up and write down a comparison of the information for her. Listen and make notes about the details of each. You have 10 seconds to study the note sheet. Conversation 1.
Hello, Fitness First. How can I help you?
I'm thinking about joining a gym. Can I ask you a few questions about joining?
Sure. What would you like to know?
Well, to start off, what are your opening hours?
We are open from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 at night.
Is that every day of the week?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Can you tell me how much membership is per month?
Our membership fee is $350 a month, plus a $500 joining fee.
A $500 joining fee?
That's right.
Okay. Next, can you tell me what special facilities you offer?
Well, we have a swimming pool, and also a sauna.
A sauna?
Yes, sauna. S-A-U-N-A.
Ah, yes. I know what you mean. Anything else?
Well, we also have a health food shop.
Oh, great. A health food shop. Okay, finally, do you offer any kind of discount?
Well, if you pay before the 1st of September, you get a free sports bag.
A free sports bag if I pay before the 1st of September. That's great. Okay, thank you very much for the information. I'm going to ring some other gyms just to compare prices, and then I'll ring you back if I want to join.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 2.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
Is this the Good Luck Gym?
Yes, it is.
I'm ringing up to get some details about your gym. Can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
Well, can you tell me what time you open?
We are open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on weekdays. And we are open till 11:30 on weekends.
Oh, so you close later on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, that's right. We find that Saturday and Sunday are our busiest days.
I see. How much is the membership fee?
It's $4,000 for a year.
I see. Can I pay once a month?
No, we only take one payment of $4,000 for the year.
Hmm. Do you have any special offers at the moment?
Yes, we offer a 15% discount if you pay using a Hong Kong bank credit card.
Ah, that's great. Okay, so what kind of facilities do you have?
Well, we have a restaurant that you can have lunch in. We also have a tennis court and we offer dance classes.
Dance classes?
Yes, that's right.
Do you have a swimming pool?
No, we don't.
Thanks for the information. I'll ring you back if I decide to join.
Why don't you come in and see us?
Oh, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of section 3. Section 4. You are conducting a survey into healthy living in Hong Kong. Listen to the conversation and fill in the information. Put ticks in the appropriate boxes and write down the necessary information. You have 30 seconds to study the form.
Excuse me, I'm conducting a survey into healthy living habits, and I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you have 5 minutes to talk to me?
Sure.
All right. Sure.
Great. Thanks. Okay, firstly, you're all one family, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Graham Smith, and this is my wife, Monica, and our son, Alan.
Thanks. Okay, I'll start with asking you some questions first, Mr. Smith. And then I'll go on to the others. Firstly, what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Oh, you should lead a very healthy life then.
I should, but I work such long hours, I find it difficult to exercise.
How much exercise on average do you do a week?
Well, I go swimming for 2 hours every Thursday night.
Anything else?
Well, I don't suppose you'd call walking 2 minutes to the bus every morning exercise, would you?
I don't think so.
I also go to a running club once a week, and that lasts for 2 hours as well.
So you go swimming and running? Do you do any other kinds of exercise?
No, that's it.
Okay, next. Let's talk about your diet. Would you say your diet is excellent, very good, good, fair, or poor?
You better say it's good. I cook your food.
Yes, well, the food you cook for me is very healthy, but the food I eat for lunch is all fast food. So I guess overall, I'd say my diet is fair.
Is there anything you think you need to improve about your lifestyle?
Well, I think I need to exercise more and eat less fast food.
Okay, exercise more and eat less fast food. Right. Let's move on to you, Mrs. Smith.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So, what do you do?
I'm a housewife.
Can you tell me about the exercise you do?
Well, I have a bit more time than my husband, but not much, as I have 3 children to look after, as well as Alan here. I don't like running. I play tennis twice a week, for 2 hours each time. I also go cycling with a friend for 2 hours a week. So all in all, I get 6 hours of exercise. Oh, no, wait. I also go walking once a week with a friend, and we usually walk for around an hour. So you need to add that too.
Wow, that is quite a lot. So you play tennis, go cycling, and go walking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
So what about your diet?
Well, unlike my husband, I don't eat much fast food. So I'd say my diet is very good.
Are there any improvements you want to make to your lifestyle?
No, none.
Okay. Now, lastly, how about you, Alan? What do you do?
Well, I'm at university.
And how many hours of exercise do you do a week?
It's hard to calculate, but I'd say on average 14 hours.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, I'm on the university basketball team, so we practice often. And on the days we don't have official practice, I like to play with my friends anyway. So I'd say that most days I play for 2 hours a day.
We'd never see him. All he ever does is play basketball.
Dad, now is not the time to be talking about this.
So, you only play basketball?
Well, I go to the gym as well, which helps me build up muscle for basketball.
Okay. What do you think your diet is like?
Well, I actually don't eat very well. I get so hungry after playing basketball that I just eat and eat things like pizzas and noodles. I know I should eat better. I think my diet is poor.
So, overall, do you think you have a healthy lifestyle?
On the whole, no.
Really? Why not?
Well, basically, I need to eat more vegetables. And I also need to get more sleep.
Well, thank you for taking the time to answer all my questions.
You're welcome.
No problem.
You now have 2 minutes to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Turn to page 7 of your question answer book. Situation. You are John Lee, a Form 6 student. You are very interested in sports and keeping fit, and you have played a lot of sports over the years. You think that too many of your classmates are unhealthy, and you would like to encourage them to get fit. You want to set up a new club at school to help students lead a more healthy life. You have 3 tasks to do. 1. Complete the facility booking form. 2. Complete the application to form a new school club. 3. Write an article for the school newspaper promoting the club and telling students how to live a healthy life. You had a meeting with Sally Wong, your classmate, and Miss Wendy Jolly, a teacher, to discuss the setting up of the club. You will hear a recording of the meeting. Before you listen, you will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book and data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Pay particular attention to the note from Miss Jolly on page 1 of the data file. You should also look at the note sheet on page 6 of the data file. Take notes on this note sheet as you listen to the conversation. Now you will hear the conversation between John, Sally and Miss Jolly. Turn to page 6 of the data file and take notes on the note sheet as you listen.
Hi, Sally. I'm still waiting for Miss Jolly to arrive. She said she might be late as she has another meeting before this. Shall we start without her?
Okay.
Right. Let's get started then. I went to the principal and he said it's okay for us to start up the club, but we have to fill in this application form first. And looking at it, I can see we have a lot of things to decide.
Okay, like what?
Well, first of all, we have to decide on a name for the club. How about the Fit for Life Club?
That sounds good. I like the sound of the Fit for Life Club.
Okay, so we've decided on one thing. How many people will be in the club?
Are we going to let all students join?
I think we should only have Form 4 to Form 7, because the younger students might have problems doing the activities we want to organise.
Okay, so if we are only going to have Form 4 to Form 7 students, how many committee members are we going to have? I know some members of the basketball club are interested, and that's 8 people. 8 people plus the 2 of us makes 10 people in total.
Okay.
So what's next?
Well, let's decide on what kind of activities we want to do.
Well, I think we should organise basketball matches during lunchtime. That could be a lot of fun and also really good exercise, and both boys and girls like to play.
Good idea. I know a lot of people like to play basketball. Okay, what other activities can we do?
Well, we could organise hiking trips some weekends. That would also be a lot of fun.
I love hiking. Great.
Okay, so we have basketball matches and hiking. Anything else?
What about some exercise for people who don't like playing ball games? What else do people like to do?
I know I like going to aerobics classes. I used to do that after school when I had more time, but with exams coming up, I've stopped. It'd be great to have a chance to do some aerobics at lunchtime. I could plan the classes myself. I have some good music to play.
That would be great, Sally. Let me just write that down. How do you spell aerobics?
A-E-R-O-B-I-C-S.
Okay, thanks. Right. Finally, I think we need to do more than just organise sports activities. We also need to give people information about healthy living. I think the club should write articles for the school newspaper.
Good idea. We could write articles on different topics. That way, people will know our club is about more than just playing sports. It's about all aspects of living a healthy life.
Okay. So we've decided on the activities we're going to do. Now we have to think about how we're going to advertise the club. How are we going to get students to join the club? Any ideas?
How about we make an announcement in assembly?
Oh, I'd be too scared to do that. Do you want to do it?
No, I'd be too scared too. Okay, that's a bad idea. Any other ideas?
Well, we could put up posters around the school.
Yes, putting up posters is a much better idea.
Okay, I can do them on the computer. I have a colour printer at home and I can print them out.
Oh, sorry I'm late. My meeting went on longer than I expected.
That's okay, Miss Jolly.
Thanks for coming.
So, what have you discussed so far?
Well, we have decided on the name of the club, who can join, the activities we're going to have, and how to get students to join the club.
Wow, you've done a lot. Great work.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, I had an idea about how you could encourage students to join the club.
Really? We thought we would put up posters around the school. Do you think that will be enough?
Well, another idea would be to have something called a healthy living prize.
Oh, everyone loves prizes, but what is the healthy living prize?
Well, every time a student does something with your club, they get 1 point. So, for example, if they go hiking with you, they get 1 point.
That's a great idea. That will really get the students interested in the club. But who should we give the prize to?
You can work out the exact details later. But at the end of the year, you can give prizes to the students who have the most points.
So students who have the most points will each get a prize. Good. Thank you, Miss Jolly.
You're welcome.
We're going to write an article about the club for the school newspaper. We can talk about the Healthy Living Prize in the article. Can you think of what else we should include in the article, Miss Jolly?
I have quite a few good articles on healthy living that I can lend you. Let me go back to my desk and I'll look for them. I'll write you a note tomorrow morning and tell you what I think you should put in your newspaper article. I'll also attach any useful articles I find.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Is there anything else that we need to decide?
Well, there's one question in the application form about the aim of the club. I think we should be simple and say that the main aim is to show students how to live a healthy life.
Yes.
So the aim of the club is to show students how to live a healthy life, and we can achieve this aim by organising activities to do three things. The first thing is to show the students how to eat healthy food. The second one is to show them how much exercise to do. And the last one is show them how to reduce stress.
Okay, we aim to show students how to live a healthy life.
Right.
And we'll organize activities to show students how to eat healthy food. I know that a lot of our friends still think that eating instant noodles is healthy.
Yeah, so unhealthy.
We'll also show them how much exercise to do and how to reduce stress. I think that if all of us did those three things, eat well, exercise, and deal with stress, we'd be a lot more healthy.
Great. Okay, so I'll fill in the form, and then when you give us your note, Miss Jolly, we can write the article. Can you also let us know in your note when you can come to club meetings? We're going to have 10 committee members, and we'll need to hold regular meetings together, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Okay. I'll check my schedule and let you know in the note.
Great. I think we are going to have so much fun. Oh, one more thing. We need to make sure that we also fill in the facility booking form to book the room for the club meetings.
Ah, yes.
Both forms need contact details. Okay, put my name down on the facility booking form, John, and put your own name on the application form. That way we can share the workload.
No problem.
That's the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour to complete the written tasks. An announcement will be made when the time is up.